Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be talking about the local 47th Cincinnati Earth Day celebration coming up on Saturday, April 22nd at Summit Park in Blue Ash. The event is from noon until 7 p.m., and the theme this year is local food. And we're going to be joined here this evening with Josh Clyde from the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, along with Emily Sagoli from the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, and Kristen Weiss from Green Umbrella. Good evening, everybody. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Why don't we start off with Josh and Emily? Why don't you give us some background on the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, maybe a concise history of Earth Day.
In the 1970s, they began Earth Day to raise awareness about Earth problems and environmental issues. And we began doing an annual Earth Day event to educate families and individuals on ways that they can take environmental issues into their own hands, create solutions, and do it at their own homes.
Emily, how can we do some of this stuff at our own homes?
Well, with the theme of local food, we can garden, we can compost, we can recycle, and pay attention to what we're buying.
That's a good idea, to pay attention to what we're buying, particularly packaging, right?
Yes, definitely packaging. And when you're buying local food, usually there's not very much packaging at all.
And local food brings us to our next guest, Kristen Weiss from Green Umbrella. So local food, Kristen, tell us about it.
Well, at Green Umbrella, we have a goal for local food to double the production and consumption of locally grown food by 2020. And now it's easier than ever to actually source locally grown food in our area. We've seen a 55% increase in farmers markets in just the last 3 years. And buying local is a great way to support local farmers, improve your own health, and improve our local economy.
Yeah, I see a lot of pretty good restaurants are sourcing most of their food locally, right?
Restaurants are sourcing locally. One way to find restaurants that source locally grown food is through the local food guide that we'll be distributing at the Greater Cincinnati Earth Day celebration on April 22nd. So it'll be a great guide to use to easily find local food in our area.
So is local food generally cleaner than, you know, food that might be made or manufactured, processed elsewhere?
We promote food that's locally grown and also sustainably produced. So local food will travel less to get to us. So there'll be less environmental impacts for the transportation part of the food system. But also, it'll be more nutrient dense by being just harvested. And if it's sustainably produced, that's great too. Produced without pesticides, for example.
Emily, you want to tell us a little bit about some of the festivities that may be taking place at Earth Day this year?
Oh, well, we have so many things going on this year. We'll have local music, local food. We're going to have some workshops so that we focus more on the education side of things. So there'll be composting workshops, gardening workshops, rain barrel workshops, soil testing. There's going to be recycling games for kids.
I think you're even having a recycled costume contest for kids from 3rd to 7th grade.
Yes. So we've been doing that for a while now. We also do a logo contest for kids where they submit logos that we use for advertising, and they'll be on our t-shirts for the day of the event.
So, Josh, can you tell us a little bit about what are recycled costumes?
The kids will be using things that they've gathered at their schools or with their parents and turning them into things that they can wear, such as boxes or old cans or something like that. Then they walk out on stage and we kind of vote on who came prepared, who had the best costume. So
I bet you there's some great photo opportunities there. Kristen, you want to tell us a little bit more about Green Umbrella?
Sure. Green Umbrella, we're all about maximizing environmental sustainability in Greater Cincinnati. We do that by driving collaboration in key areas of impact to our region, one of which is local food. but also green space, energy, outdoor recreation, transportation, waste reduction, watershed. And our goal, our vision, is to have Greater Cincinnati recognized as a top 10 metro area for sustainability by 2020.
Emily, there's also going to be the 2017 Environmental Awards sponsored by the Nature Conservancy. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the Environmental Awards is an opportunity for people to submit nominations for different government, student, volunteer, business to recognize their environmental stewardship. And during the event, they're going to get their environmental awards that day.
So Josh, I'm getting the idea Earth Day is much more than just about recycling.
Yeah, I think that's important to take advantage of the opportunity to educate people. I think that's what we're really excited about this year with our workshops, taking advantage of the space we have and all coming together and working on the same thing.
Kristen, local food and sustainability, I guess having a backyard garden and stuff like that plays into this?
Backyard gardens are great, community gardens, any way you can help. Even if you don't have land of your own and you just want to shift 10% of your food budget to purchasing locally grown food, we know that if just 10% of our regional population shifted just 10% of their food budget to local food, it would mean an infusion of $56 million into our local economy.
Kristen, you mentioned community gardens. Could you tell us what they are?
Well, in the city of Cincinnati, there are about 30 sites for community gardens.
What are they, like neighborhood gardens?
Neighborhood gardens where the community gets together to grow, sometimes for their own consumption. Sometimes they donate what's grown to local food pantries. It's a really great way for the community to get together.
There's one not too far off of Liberty Street here by WVXU that I drive past all the time. So we want to remind everybody that the 47th Cincinnati Earth Day celebration is taking place on Saturday, April 22nd at Summit Park in Blue Ash, Ohio, from noon until 7 p.m. This year's theme is local food. We've been joined by Josh Clyde and Emily Segola from the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, as well as Kristen Weiss from Green Umbrella. Thanks to all of you for coming by. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so for having us.
Sure. More information about the 47th Cincinnati Earth Day celebration can be found on our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.